How much live theater is there in the Rogue Valley? Not counting high schools, you can drive from Ashland to Medford and pass at least 10 venues that regularly host plays, from community theater up to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. And along comes another. Rogue Theater Company recently announced its own birth and the opening of a homegrown play at one of the venues in Ashland. Jessica Sage is the artistic director of the company and the playwright of the company's first production called Fragments. Jessica has been a guest of The Exchange before in her role with the political group Indivisible. Good to see you back on The Exchange.
It's lovely to be here. Thanks, Jeffrey.
So this is really your, I mean, people have gotten to know you through Indivisible, but this is your career. This is your stuff, your profession.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, when I moved here, the first job I had was directing A Midsummer Night's Dream at Ashland High School. And then I acted in Oregon Stage Works' production of Annapurna. And then the election hit, and I emerged as a political activist. But yes, my true love is the theater, and I've done it my whole life.
So what brought you to the Rogue Valley in the first place? You're from Long Island originally, right?
I'm from Long Island. I went to college on the East Coast in Washington, D.C., sort of made my way around as an actor, ended up in L.A. for some years doing commercial things. I realized that really wasn't my thing, and I immediately went back into the theater and became a teaching artist in the Bay Area. So I taught, and I directed plays, and I acted. And my husband, Barry Kraft, who's been with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival for, since 1980, he kept on coming back and forth, and it just became time to move up here. So we did it, and I've been loving it ever since.
So I mean, given the proliferation of theater we framed already here, why start a new theater company in a place with so much theater already?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I think a lot of it is influenced by all of my friends that work at OSF and are more interested in doing smaller pieces with smaller casts and more text-driven work, and you can't do that at OSF. The venue is too large, and there's so many plays that I miss seeing, plays that I love, I mean classics, new plays, that are just too small for those stages, and I'm making no secret about the fact that I'd like to see more women on stage and directing and also backstage. So that is certainly a commitment to the Rogue Theater Company.
So that's interesting because you're talking about a situation in which you maybe want full houses, but smaller houses to begin with. The place where the people are held is just a smaller, more intimate kind of space is what you're looking for.
Yes, I love intimate theater. I prefer character-driven plays. I'm not so much interested in lots of bells and whistles with high-scale productions. That doesn't interest me. What interests me is what's on the paper and how the actors deliver the text. That's very important to I've done that my whole life, and that's really what my focus will be with this theater company.
So in the process of answering the question about why start a new theater company, you've explained that there are lots of plays that you couldn't do it in big venues, but then there are also lots of plays out there already, so why write a new one?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had no choice to write this play.
It erupted from you, is that it?
Well, it's semi-autobiographical. It was a story I really wanted to tell, and the more people heard it, the more compelled they were to hear more. So I workshopped the play a few times. In fact, some OSF actors workshopped it with me. And then I was asked to do an atelier reading at the library. And a lot of people came up to me and said, I'd love to see a full-scale production of this. And it was like kismet. It was everything that I've always wanted to do, which is run my own theater company, have a very female-centric cast with lead roles for independent women, and then be able to do this. So it was a natural. It just sort of all fell into place, and we'll see what happens in March.
Jessica Sage is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the artistic director of the not-yet-staged-to-play Rogue Theater Company based in Ashland. The performances will be in March at the Bellevue Grange. The play is called Fragments. It is written by Jessica Sage, so we have both playwright and artistic director here with us. We'll talk about the other people in the cast and invite you to join our conversation on the Exchange if you find something in here you want to ask questions about or make a comment about. 800-838-3760 to join the conversation by phone. And our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So you mentioned that you had to write this play. It's called Fragments. And has it essentially been in the works since you lived the incidents on stage?
Well, the story takes place in 1977 when I was a senior in high school. And it was a very turbulent time in my family's a lot of chaos in my family. And I just started writing the play, I guess, about 7 or 8 years ago, and it was therapeutic. It was something I needed to, because I'm artistic and creative, this is the way I was able to clear it out of my system. And I actually never thought that the play would see the light of day on stage, because that wasn't the reason I wrote it. But
it was more catharsis just to write it.
It
to
was
get
cathartic,
it on paper.
And it was so helpful, so helpful. And the truth of the matter is, Jeffrey, it's an extremely interesting story. Like, everybody has stories from their background, and many people come from dysfunctional families. And what I'm noticing, especially working with the cast, is they have different stories about their dysfunctional upbringing. It's different from what I experienced, but there's that commonality of, oh man, yeah, I could relate. I used to have a mother like that, or oh boy, that grandmother is a piece of work. And you know, people can relate because everybody has a family.
So what is the sequence of events or the plot that forms the center of the story of Fragments?
Well, I will not reveal too much because I'd love, you know, for the audience to see it firsthand. But it is a dynamic primarily about three generations of women, a daughter who's 17 and her mother and then her grandmother. And the dynamic is they're the focus of the play, and everybody that is in their sphere is also involved in several subplots that happen during the course of the play.
Are there things like a high school graduation, perhaps, pending? That sort
well,
of
yes.
Thing?
Yeah. We don't see it, but yes, the 17-year-old does graduate from high school.
So are people going to get a sense of this as a New York-y kind of play? Long Island, obviously, is the big suburban area east of New York City.
Well, it's been so much fun going back to that era. Like, we've got two dial phones, right? And we've got 8-track cassettes. We've got that. We've got all of these different terminologies that we don't use anymore. And it's been wonderful working with director Lisa Ivory, because she is a... She works wonderfully with accents, but everybody talks like this because that's the way I used to talk before I went to acting school.
Yeah, well, being from Long Island myself, I agree, relate to having said over the water. The bridge goes over the water.
Right. So we're working on dropping our R's and making Oz, and it's been a lot of fun. But the wonderful thing also about being in the Bellevue Grange is when you step into that venue, it is like going back in time. So because it's set in 1977, you immediately have the feel. And as soon as people will come into the venue, they'll be hearing music from the 70s. And there's references all throughout the play. You know, Carter being president, and I don't know if you remember Son of Sam.
Oh yes, the Son of Sam killer in New York
City.
Right.
So
sure.
So there's a ton of references, and it's really like, you know, kind of nostalgic.
How much does the story depart from your own, though? I mean, does your own story form the seed from which this grew, or is it a lot more biographical than that, autobiographical?
No, it does. I did take creative license. There's a lot of things that are real, and there are a lot of things that I made up just to keep the storyline going. I haven't actually figured out the percentage, but I would say it's 50-50.
So you've acknowledged, I noticed on the press packet that you sent out that you're taking a chance opening up a new theater company mm-hmm. with a new play. So why go ahead and take that chance?
Well, I guess the real answer is why not? Mm-hmm. I love Ashland audiences, and you know, Rogue Valley audiences. They're not all from Ashland. I've been going to plays here for decades. They're smart, they're interested, they're lively. They come to talkbacks. In fact, we're going to have some talkbacks because audiences want to continue on the journey. And I love to appeal to that intelligence, and I'll have the freedom and liberty to put forth plays that make not only are entertaining, but make people think, make people go home and think about what they saw on stage and relate to that on some level. So I don't take that for granted. And I've been a theater goer all my life. I can never have enough of it. And I'm hoping there are people in Ashland that feel the same.
Theater professional Jessica Sage, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the artistic director of the new Rogue Theater Company and the playwright of its first production called Fragments, which opens what date?
It's, well, we preview March 7th. Mm-hmm. That's Thursday, March 7th. And we run Fridays and Saturdays, March 8th, 9th, 15th, and 16th at 8 p.m. And then Sunday matinees on March 10th and 17th at 2 p.m. And Jeffrey, I want to let you know that Rogue Theater Company is dedicated to giving back to the community. And each opening night will be a fundraiser for a local nonprofit. And this particular opening night on March 8th will be a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood, and we'll also have a champagne reception. So we're working with them. They're going to have representation there from from Southwest Oregon. And I love the fact that, I mean, this is one of the benefits of starting your own theater company. You could decide that you want to have a benefit for one of your pet projects, and I'm very supportive of
it's your choice.
You know,
who's going to go above you, right?
Yeah,
there you are. So talk about that process, though, of not only trying to get a play polished up for the stage, but to get a theater company going and all of the things that accounts for, trying to get office space and a place to put your productions on and mm-hmm. all of that.
Well, it is a process, and I'm enjoying it. So, I mean, I never actually thought I would enjoy it so much, but just for an example, we've got a program, and I know that ticket sales are not going to provide all that we need as far as revenue. So I'm selling theater space. I'm selling advertising space in my program, and I've been going door to door to Main Street businesses and meeting them and getting to know them. And I'll be joining the chamber, and it's like, hi, you know, we're now business associates. It's almost like being a 7-year-old where everything is new and different, and I'm very, very excited. I didn't actually think I'd be excited about producing, but I'm almost as excited about producing as I am watching my life unfold on stage at every rehearsal.
So it's more fun than you might have thought it was going to be.
I am having the time of my life.
So talk about your director. Lisa Ivory is a theater mm-hmm. veteran in Ashland a long time, mm-hmm. Has worked at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and probably just about every other theater company as well. Have you worked together before?
Yes. So Lisa is a personal friend of mine, and I asked her to direct Annapurna, the last production I did with Peter Alzado at Oregon Stage Works. And I was so impressed with her acumen. I mean, she is smart, and she really does her homework, and she knows what she's doing. And when I wrote this play and realized I was going to have it produced, I thought about who would I want that I could trust. And the fact that Lisa's a friend, and the fact that we have this understanding that we've worked together and we also have the standing as friends, I felt like this is somebody I could trust, and this is somebody who I'd want to tell my story. It's a very, very personal story, and it's very intimate. I mean, there's a lot of revealing.
So you had to really trust the
absolutely,
person you're going to direct
yeah.
with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the cast, I noticed, includes two Actors Equity members. That's mm-hmm. the union that represents most of the actors at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. And the cast includes Shakespeare veteran Eileen DeSandre. How'd you swing that?
Oh, well, thank goodness.
Of course, you've been known her for a long time.
I've known her. I adore her. I don't know if you've ever seen her do comedy on stage.
I have.
But there was nobody else I wanted for this role, because she plays the matriarch, she plays the grandmother, and she is so funny. In fact, Jeffrey, honestly, she's so funny that I wrote another scene for her during rehearsal just to showcase her comedic talent. I mean, I don't like to use the word genius very often, but she's a comedic genius. It's extraordinary watching her. And Annie Paul, she works at OSF. She's a teaching artist. I saw her one-woman show at the Black Swan, and I said to myself, that's my Sheila. Sheila is the woman playing my mother. And So grateful that they both said yes.
Now, I know you're not directing it, but I wonder how choosy you were in first getting a person to play the part that is essentially you at age 18 and trying to lay off her just a bit.
Well, I'll tell you this, just to be quite transparent, there's a little bit of tongue biting during rehearsal because as a director, I have my own way of doing things. But, you know, it's been a wonderful lesson in trust. And I do trust the process, and it is coming along better than I could have expected.
We mentioned that this is staging at Bellevue Grange on the south end of Ashland. This is going to be a tricky place to stage a play because the farther you are from the stage, it gets harder to see the heads of the actors, for example. So talk about some of the considerations of just putting this on that stage.
Well, you know, we're going to be working about spacing the seats, obviously, and staggering them. And these are these are professional actors. They know how to project and they know how to fill the room. And we're working with that, you know, during rehearsal, because there's a lot of very intimate scenes, like two-person scenes, and it's a nice balance between being intimate with your scene partner and also making sure the person in the back row can hear you. So yeah, we're working with that.
Do you envision a permanent home for Rogue?
Oh my goodness,
company?
I would love a permanent home. Do you have any ideas? Cool. Anybody listening have any ideas, please contact me. It would be wonderful, because as much as the Bellevue Grange has been accommodating, they're booked a lot. So we have to juggle our rehearsal schedule. That's a big, big problem with all theater companies in Ashland. Where do we have our home?
And in fact, I've seen plays from other theater companies in that very space. Mm-hmm. So yes, you are indeed sharing it with them as well. So that sounds like a consideration for down the road. Right now, the point is to get this thing on stage and get people to come in and see it.
Yeah, definitely.
How exciting is this, or how daunting?
Both. It's both daunting and exciting. I have a lot of passion in my life, and many years ago I decided to only live with joy and only follow the joy. And so that's why I'm here. I don't do anything. And I mean, of course I do things for my family and for friends that I love and everything else. But for me personally, what I'm doing now is living my passion to the highest degree. And it's a reason for me to get up in the morning.
So the dates again, you got a preview on March 7th.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be doing Friday and Saturday nights, March 8, 9, 15, 16, and Sunday matinees on the 10th and 17th?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what's the ticket price you're asking here?
Well, seniors and students are $15, as is the preview. And the regular ticket prices are $18. And then for opening night fundraiser for Planned Parenthood, it's $25. And that includes a champagne reception with some food afterwards.
So it's your passion. This is something you wanted to do, but how are your nerves doing right now?
I feel like when you do something you love, it's just okay. You know, I do a lot of breathing. I do a lot of meditation. I'm taking really good care of myself as far as exercising and eating right. And I just notice I walk around with a smile on my face a lot, because I'm doing my heart's desire.
A lot of work left to come before the play goes onto stage. It is called Fragments. It's a little taste of Long Island in 1977. I think I can remember that myself from my years there. But Jessica Sage is the playwright of Fragments and the artistic director of the new Rogue Theater Company. The production will be again at the Bellevue Grange in Ashland. The preview on March 7th on Friday and Saturday nights, March 8, 9, 15, 16, Sunday matinees on the 10th and 17th. Jessica Sage, thank you so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange, and best of luck with the venture.
Thanks for having me, Jeffrey.